to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the least sarcastic man in the room, Mr. Richard Avery.
Really? The least?
Oh, trust me. With the studio audience, with everything, you rank low.
My middle name is Sarcasm.
It is?
Because I love Richard you so Sarcasm. Much. I love you so much.
You know you love me.
Yeah.
You
I
know
do.
You
love I me. Do.
So I'm going to say I'm the most sarcastic person in the room just because I am. But I would say right now, the in-studio guest is probably the second. I think she's middle of the road for us. She's right in the middle of us. Miss Gracie Glam.
It's me. Hi.
Hi.
Gracie Glam here.
What are you doing?
Was that
here?
Sarcastic right there?
No, it totally is me. And if I may correct you, Mo, you are not sarcastic. You're snarky. We've been over this for like 3 fucking years now.
Okay, yes, I'm snarky.
I'm just saying.
So what do you think about sarcasm?
I think that it's a great way to deal with your emotional issues with not having to really deal with them.
It's very passive aggressive, isn't it?
Yes, it
very
is.
Very passive aggressive. Like, you know, it's kind of like when I love directors that decide to be bitches on Twitter.
Yeah.
And be like kind of aggressive. And I don't say those things. No, I love her. I really, really love her. So.
My favorite passive aggressive statement is, could you be any more annoying?
Could you? No, really.
Could you?
Could you? Now, I have a problem on sets and stuff where I am snarky. I am sarcastic. I don't come off as the happiest person on the planet. But I have problems on sets where people don't get the sarcasm, that it's meant to be fun, and they get intimidated. And sometimes the girls think, and guys as well, have been, you didn't like me or you didn't do this. And I'm like, no, I liked you just fine. I'm business on set and I'm sarcastic. And they were like, no, you really didn't like me. Did I like you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody likes me.
Everybody loves Gracie. She used to be young and sweet and wore a yellow dress and came into my office like a little ray of sunshine.
I was. I literally was wearing like the ugliest fucking yellow wedge heels and like a bright yellow dress. It was so ugly.
Oh, we're going to see where this conversation is going to go off the rails here. Real
where
quick.
Did you meet?
In Andre Madness's office when she came in on a go-see.
Oh, okay.
And people still did those?
And I said yes, and she got hired for Breeze College Days 3, where she got to work with another guy I recommended, a world-famous male talent, Mr. Rocco Reed. Don't know where he is now.
North Carolina.
Oh, hello, stalker.
Got an address?
Really? Are you stalking him?
No.
No?
I don't know. Maybe he gets drunk sometimes and emails me, but he never responds back.
He has to get
Let
drunk
me tell
first.
You, he's really happy with his life, though, everybody.
Was that sarcasm?
Love you. So we met there, and then I was on set with her, and then we got her hired again. And there was one time, I'll be honest here, because we're honest in the show. I had a little thing for Miss Glam.
Yeah.
I had a little, you know.
It was so sad. Like,
it was kind of sad.
And but don't, like, you know.
No, I did.
Don't talk about your penis size. It's kind of rude. Well, this little thing? Come on.
Let's go with.
You have a big thing.
66% of the people in this room have seen my penis in person.
Right.
When
and it wasn't
mouth.
You. Whoa, one has taken it in their mouth,
right?
And it wasn't Richard Avery. But you know what was funny is, do you know how I had to be able to do a scene with her? Forget the money. The requirement...
Because the money was not there.
Yeah, there was no money. There was not. She just wanted the D.
We all literally made an agreement.
She wanted the D. It was to watch a movie.
Yeah, it was a specific movie. Because we thought that we were really cool. This is when, like, being a porn star and smoking weed was, like, super trendy. And, like, I'm original because I'm, like, stoner and 420 Cali life. And I'm a porn star. And here's my dog.
I don't know anybody
like
that.
And,
like,
I'm so awesome.
I don't know anybody like that.
Everybody is beating on the dogs and bongs.
Yeah,
and
like,
and,
yeah. But this is when it was cool.
Yeah, so we were still cool.
2009.
It's never been cool.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, you smoke weed? I do, too. Have you ever seen this movie? It's so funny. And he's like, no, I've never seen that movie. And I'm like... You're a fucking loser. You want me to shoot for you? I was like, how about you watch this movie since you obviously can't pay me to just shoot it for you anyways, and I'll think about doing it. I'll do it.
What movie?
Name the movie, Mr. Avery.
The stoner movie.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No, way better than
How about
that.
Something that was within the past?
That involves video games.
Up in Smoke?
Video games, weed.
War Games?
If you have guessed by now...
I don't even know any of these movies.
I know, it's going through. Just so you know...
Singing
you
in the Rain?
If you go out and see this movie, Gracie Glam will give you a blowjob.
What movie?
Go out and see the movie Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
All her fans, hit her up on Twitter. She's giving away BJs for
Who's
movies.
In that movie?
Like Joel something. I don't know. I saw him at a club in LA and took a picture with him. Victoria Lawson totally ruined it.
Who's in the movie?
Well, I don't know. What happened to Victoria Lawson? Who also sucked my dick?
Yeah.
Who was? I don't know this movie. Explain.
Joel David. That remember? You know, Adios Turd Nuggets, and he's like that, like wow, robot guy.
Basically, it was a
video
it was
game.
What's so good about this movie?
It's fucking hilarious.
It's funny. It's a very funny movie. I hadn't seen it. I was a stoner guy, and so we were, you know. We were hanging and doing our thing, and I had never seen it. And so this was basically the beginning of our friendship.
That's how we became friends.
Yeah. It was like, if that can happen, you know, it was pretty insane. And I was still sarcastic back then, and she put up with me. And I think part of it is that we were together going out.
Yeah.
Not going out. We were not going out. Wow. That sounded weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, when we'd go to the mall, the best part of going to the mall was just if we did a mobile Mo on the Go now with us just judging people.
You're like, look at these kids.
Like, we would talk shit about everything, everyone, and it was fun, you know, and we were just bitches.
Back in my day, we used to do that a lot too. And one day we sat there, a bunch of my punk rock friends were like dissing on everybody. And we kind of just looked at each other like, this is kind of, all of a sudden, like, I had a moment of, this is wrong. We shouldn't judge. And who are we to say? And this is just, we all felt bad for about 30 seconds. And then went, fuck it. Let's keep doing it. They're probably doing it to us.
I was like, have you ever been to Topanga Mall?
No, but we just
you would never feel that.
Yeah, but you just realize.
There's too much good material.
Yeah, you just realize, you know, they're probably saying the same shit about us. So why not keep.
Oh, Glendale's
Except
a good one,
Except in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly. Panorama City Mall. I went there one time and I was the white person. Actually, every time I go there, I am the white person. So what do you think, sarcasm, when it comes to texting? I know sometimes it doesn't read as well, and especially if you don't know the person, with Twitter, with texting, things like that. Does it read wrong?
All that shit's just really, yeah. Yeah, it's just all wrong. Texting in general, because if you try to be too serious, then it's kind of just like, but then you don't want to put an LOL or a smiley face after everything, because then you look a little fucking creepy. Like, so it's like,
no, I was
you're
just
either
joking.
The LOL person or the, you know, the winky, like, you can't do winky faces. Like, when you're trying to lighten it up or just not seem so blunt and...
Wait, no, it's not just LOL, it's Samantha Bentley. Love her. LOL.
Lols.
I listened to her an episode of her show and she's like lol. I'm like, oh my god, really?
Mwah.
I have that in my phone.
Exactly. She was making fun of a video we watched on YouTube.
You guys watch videos on YouTube?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
If you can get the bandwidth.
Exactly.
So, Richard. I see you're totally interested in this episode.
No, I'm actually trying to
and I'm not being sarcastic
respond to
at all.
A certain person who's asking for some help.
I forewarned him. I thought this was Gracie Land. Like, I thought he was leaving. It was
Gracieland.com.
Yeah.
I heard he saw us.
We were changing the name as of tomorrow from Julie Land to Gracie Land.
Wait, isn't there Graceland?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Gracie Land.
Oh, Gracieland.com. You should see if that's available because they may have bought it for Graceland as a misspelling.
That's a movie.
Shut up. You know what it is.
You know what Graceland is, right?
Yeah, sure. No, what is Graceland?
Go ahead.
Graceland is
what
a
year?
House in, is it Memphis?
Yes.
Memphis, Tennessee. That
what,
was
what?
Owned...
North Memphis?
It was owned by some guy named Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
It was his house.
I know him.
Priscilla Presley lived there.
You know, everyone says that I look like Jamie Lee Presley.
You don't.
Okay, well, I hear that in Lindsay Lohan, so. You can imagine how pretty
really?
I am.
Really? Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
After the train wreck?
I don't know.
She's had some rough
that's
years.
That's a good question.
Yeah, you should find out when they're judging you.
From, like, what, before the drug use or after the drug use?
Yeah, no, I'm saying during.
You know, my dad used to tell me I always looked like Amanda Bynes.
Oh, my God.
Which is really
fucked
up now.
Are these all, like, Disney characters that you're dealing with?
Well, you know, that was kind of my era. Lizzie
no,
McGuire.
We had the Disney Channel when I was a kid, too. But we had, like, Kids Incorporated or something. I don't even know what was on Disney back then. Pooh Corner.
I just love the fact that every now and then, it's the Family Channel, I think, that likes to throw up Pretty Woman on the Family Channel.
ABC Family?
Yeah, and they put on Pretty Woman. It kind of got to make you wonder about that.
Yeah,
one.
It's Hookers
I still
and
have never
family.
Seen that movie, like, all.
You've whole. Never seen
like,
Pretty
I've
Woman?
Like, I've seen parts of it.
Weren't you in a porno of Pretty Woman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I yeah,
Pretty
that's right.
Pretty Lady or something? Mm-hmm. Was yeah. that with Rocco
played,
Reed?
Nope, that was with Manuel, and I
never
played
heard
Julia
of
Roberts.
You played Julia Roberts?
Yeah, I did.
What
I
was the character's pretty... name?
I...
What was it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I was like right in my 2011 where I almost just hit my point where I was like, fuck you all. Like,
weren't you, you were in a few of those type of things. Zorro? Weren't
yeah,
you in Zorro?
Yeah, I was Catherine Zeta, whatever her name is, Jones. Like, yeah.
I saw that box cover. Mm-hmm.
Did you like doing the
she
parody type of things?
She really did not.
It depends. I mean, it just got to the point where doing them back to back and then, you know, you're... The budget for each company like varied, so they weren't very like accommodating when it came to I don't know bottles of water yeah. or like
bring your own water.
You know.
Yeah, we got food.
Yeah. Like there Come was on. A couple times that I like went to my house and hung out and like ate food and drank water
and then went back to set.
Yeah.
And I could just see, like, we have food on set. It's like a bag of Doritos and a water. Everybody gets to share.
Pretty much.
And no, and you toss the bag into the crew.
Or
and
I'll tell you about Pollo Loco.
Shut up, Belle. Pollo Loco's
oh
good.
Oh, my gosh. Not when you're allergic to chicken.
You're not allergic to chicken.
Yeah, apparently I'm not now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm allergic to the hormones, though.
You know how you make a hormone. Sorry. That's all I had. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Good one, Mo.
Yeah, I know.
Good one.
Thanks,
that was so
thanks.
Funny. So, let me ask you a question, Mom.
Sure.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic.
What have you had to eat?
I have had, oh, I see where this is going.
Way
you
too
bitch.
Much.
I had a burger, about three fries, because Jessica Drake, who was a guest on the show, came in, so I didn't eat fries in front of her. I had a Frosty. I had a protein bar. I've had some coffee and water.
Are you still shooting POV?
No, not lately.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. No, the gut really, it's
gets
bad.
In the way.
Luckily, I can suck it in.
Really?
Gravity's my friend. How's gravity your friend?
You know, gravity is, we're really good friends, actually.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Because I have to walk down the hill to this place called Laser Way that they inject Botox into my forehead. And, like, it all evens out.
Yes, yes. So, how long have you had the new tits?
You know,
I suppose the old ones.
Yeah, she got implants.
Mm. Really? That's wild. It's amazing.
They're coming
They're coming soon to a, to a chest near you.
Yeah,
you get what you pay for, right?
Basically.
How much did you pay for them?
I don't pay for things. I'm really pretty.
So you got?
I told you.
You got.
Everybody loves me.
I'm hot. I don't have to do shit.
The extensions were free.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know. Is there anything real on you? Your soul.
At this point, I mean, no. That was
okay. Let's be honest, though. I have to say, you're a pretty natural chick.
Yeah, I pride myself.
Yeah, real tits, real ass.
I get a lot of like
real ass in this day and age.
Yes,
it's getting
that's
rarer.
A big deal.
Your hair is pretty rare.
Yeah, I'm not rare.
I don't know what color it is today, but it's a little dark.
Yes,
chestnut.
You know, I was feeling.
Yeah. You were feeling a little.
Yeah, my straightener got stolen, so I was kind of upset about it.
Your what got stolen?
My straightener.
Oh, your straightener. When did it get stolen at on set?
No, actually, when I went to Miami and they sent my bag to Amsterdam.
Oh, how was Amsterdam?
Yeah. I don't know. I might.
Did your bag bring you back a postcard?
Nope. It's still MIA.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still.
Oh, it's still MIA.
Yeah, it's still fucking.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I've.
Okay. So her bag was like sent away, like, and she's going to claim it's worth.
Were you flying like just a simple LA to Miami thing, or was that like?
Yeah.
Because Miami is where when you stop over, things like that happen.
I actually went from LAX to Arizona to Fort Lauderdale Airport because you know it's cheaper. And I didn't fly Virgin. What was I thinking? And yeah, they actually at LAX, the guy just didn't even check my ID. And he like had this bag tag in his hand and was just like, hey, here you go, and put some dude, whatever, who was going to LAX to Philly to Brussels.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hear they have good sprouts.
And off it went.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
So I got to Miami and like wearing no bra and like greasy face.
You don't need a bra.
And shower like 2 days before because I was like, ah.
But I'm just thinking that I've heard of some crazy lost luggage type of things. Mm-hmm. That one's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And you still haven't gotten it back?
No, they haven't called me. Not, nothing.
Wow.
The bag's
I have no idea where it is.
The bag called collect.
Mm-hmm. They were like, it might be in Amsterdam. I'm like, I thought you said that the guy was flying to Philly to Brussels. And they're like, yeah, we don't know.
It's like, how do they not find?
Do you find the people on those like customer service things to be sarcastic, like about everything? Do you just think they just hate their lives?
Oh, they just know they just hate you. Like they don't. They're good with their lives. They just don't really fucking care about you. They're like, wow, that's. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry
for this. I deeply apologize.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, in Arizona where you could just give a fuck less, right? Okay.
I worked for Ticketmaster. And, oh my God, I worked in customer
service. You've had a lot of jobs.
I've had a lot of jobs. I worked at Ticketmaster, where MasterCard is the smart way to pay.
He would sell a lot of Les Miserables tickets.
Les Miserables. Yeah, we weren't allowed to correct people when they would call. So if people would call up, hi, I'd like Les Miserables, all we could say is, well, let me find you two tickets for Les Miserables. You know, and it'd be like, oh my God. And we weren't allowed to correct anybody. So if it was any mispronunciation, especially operas, things like that, then we had the problem of all of us having to be educated how to say them.
Can I get two tickets to Nirvana?
Nirvana? I want to go see them Foo Fighters. I don't know my daughter. She's
I love
that.
That David Bowie.
Bowie. I've never seen Bowie.
Speaking of, hello. We were supposed to take pictures. What the fuck, Mo?
Yeah. She's always asking.
I always have really good ideas, and you always just ruin everything.
She's high all the time.
That's like, what it is. Brilliant ideas.
Dude.
Do you like to sit there and get stoned all of a sudden and go like, I got an idea. Let's take some pictures.
No, we haven't gotten stoned in a while. We haven't gotten stoned together in a while. Yeah, we probably should at some point in time. Yeah, that's our thing. We only get stoned together, nothing else.
Just say no to drugs.
Just stoned.
Do you know that like right after you shot those pictures of me recently, I went to IKEA. Like, it's not like $500 and I was like,
IKEA is by far the greatest store known to man. You heard, there was somebody and somebody tweeted about this, Walmart, there was a meth lab or something in the bathroom at a Walmart.
How exciting.
And they said it couldn't happen at IKEA cause you couldn't figure out how to put it together there. I was like, okay,
that's a good one.
I was like, that's good. They're doing it in the fake functional.
Can I tell you, that sounds like a Jay Leno joke. It's like something he would say.
So, whoever that comedian is, if I find you, I'll give you a shout out on Twitter for that one.
Great. IKEA jokes.
He was funny.
I think you should do
very funny.
Hashtag IKEA jokes and see what happens.
All three jokes.
I'm sure there's a lot of IKEA jokes.
A lot of IKEA jokes.
Yeah, I bet.
So
I bet.
Gracie Glam, do you have anything else sarcastic to say?
Love being here, Mo. Really
love
it.
Yeah, like what a great, I feel like I really gave it my all here. And I'm like sure a lot of people are really going to want to listen to this because you had so many great topics and pointers and funny stories and all of that shit. You didn't just ramble and talk about nothing the whole time.
No.
So thanks for wasting my time. And
what else did you have to do today?
Netflix, weed, sweatpants. I curled my hair today. Well,
when?
I know it's because I don't have a straightener, but like.
When did you curl your hair?
I showered this morning. Like I fucking actually.
What, at midnight? 12:01? Was that morning to you?
No, I was actually with Celeste.
Oh, Celeste Starr.
Yeah.
Not a friend of the show because she hasn't shown up yet.
I love Celeste Starr.
We all love Celeste Starr, but I can't get her down here.
I just want to know, does she have a boyfriend?
Yes.
We don't discuss
And he's
those
like
things.
So good looking and like they're so fucking perfect. I'm like, gosh.
Because when I met her and knew her way back in the day, she was always dating losers.
Yeah, but this one's like.
A good one?
Oh my gosh, he's just.
Yeah,
like you know, Beauty and the Beast. Like that's who he looks like. Not the Beast, but once he turns back into like the prince guy, like
okay,
and he's funny and
hold
shit.
Hold on. So supposedly in Beauty and the Beast,
never saw
he
it.
Gets changed as a teenager into the Beast. Okay, how at some point in time does she go in and find the picture as him, an adult prince with the shred through it? If he was converted to a beast at a younger age, why does it have a grown-ass man picture of him in there? Where did that happen?
Because he got converted as a grown man.
No, he did not. He watch the movie. It was 1992. I know you were two, but yes, it happened. I was. Exactly. Oh, and does the little kid, was it a little kid around there?
I don't know.
You've lost me.
That just died?
You totally.
You ruined it. You
have
it
I just
up.
Gone off the
yeah, yeah. Yes,
totally.
Like, no, you're, well, now that we have explored how well you know Disney movies, like.
You're
Big Hero 6. Loved it. It was
you're
awesome.
Amazing, Mo. You're doing great, Mo. Doing thanks. Great. Just yep. doing great. Really great.
So
more with Mo.
Yeah.
This episode is pretty less. Lot less. So, Gracie, if you have any fans out there, do you want them to follow you on Twitter or
not
anything?
Not really. I like don't say anything good ever.
You don't.
I don't. Sometimes I'll post like a really bad picture of Mo, though.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Do more of those, please.
But, oh yeah, my Twitter. It's at Glim Chowder. But with no E.
So it's Glim
Chowder. That was taken.
Who do you think took that?
Some Canadian like PR company, like wannabe company that would talk about like celebrity news.
Did they know you and they just stole
no,
it?
No.
Hmm. Well, there you go. Nothing else? No MySpace?
No.
LinkedIn?
No. But my mugshot's available on Google.
Google.talk. Google. Wow. Sorry. You threw me
Faceback.
Off. Facebook.
Facebook.com. Which is the original Google.
Oh, my God. So, Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug or... You know, I'm sure you do.
No.
No?
Not at all.
That's well, how bad this was.
You can find my amazing Twitter on Twitter, at MoTripleX, or Mox, as some fine people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com.
You're really going to do this. This episode was that bad, and you're really going to try
plugging.
And plug yourself. Okay.
Right. Yes, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, sometimes of Gracie Glam, videos. One time of Gracie Glam stripping at a Subway. And you can listen to this fine, fine episode of More with Mo with Gracie Glam. Thanks for listening.